BBC Radio 4 News.
Now it's time for Pick of the Week with Barbara Myers.
For my final offering, I've chosen the afternoon play. Now, anyone who knows me will be surprised by that. Unlike most radio listeners, I'm not a great fan of radio drama. I think it's because I'm not good at suspending disbelief. However, the afternoon play on Wednesday, The Lost Boys, sold itself on two counts. First, it was a docudrama based on real characters and real-life events. Second, it was a most poignant listen, even in this, a week of high emotion. It followed the story of two men, the man who wrote Peter Pan, J.M. Barrie, who was played by Ian Holm, and Andrew Birkin, Barrie's biographer, who plays himself. Although living century apart, the lives of the two men developed along tragically parallel lines. In this extract, with which I leave you, we hear what happened to Barrie's adopted son and muse, Michael, and to Andrew's own beloved son, Anno.
When I reached home from Scotland, the phone was ringing and it was Anno in Italy. They'd just finished recording a rehearsal of their album, and he was brimming with happiness because he knew it was brilliant. We talked about so many things. He just spent Halloween in Venice with Mila and worked on a couple of songs with her. Honeysuckle was about to fly out to record on the album. He just finished reading all Shakespeare's sonnets, as well as half a dozen plays, including Hamlet. And he said, "Don't you think if to be or not to be is the question, then to be and not to be must be the answer?" And then we started making plans about where to spend our birthday in a month's time, his 21st, my 50, whatever. But the rest of the band were waiting outside. They were off to celebrate Alberto's birthday. "Let's see what the morrow brings," said Anno, and was gone. It was only later that I realized he was quoting my father's last words to my mother the night he died. The next morning came the phone call from Italy. Anna had been asleep on the back seat of Alberto's car when he'd plowed into another accident in thick, thick mist. Anna and his band were dead.
"Sir James Barrie?"
"Yes?"
"Oh, I wonder if you could spare me a few moments. My name's Hobson from the Daily Graphic. I was wondering if you could let me have a few more details. Could it have been suicide?"
"I don't know. What on earth are you talking about?"
"Well, the drowning. I say, I'm most dreadfully sorry. I thought... we thought..."
"Go on."
"Well, two undergraduates were drowned this afternoon in Sanford Pool outside Oxford. They were found together in each other's arms. One of them has been identified as Michael Llewellyn Davis, the adopted son of Sir James... Sir James? I really am most dreadfully sorry."
I'd spent so much time trying to empathize with Barrie's grief at the death of Michael, yet when it finally came to me, it was nothing like I'd imagined at all. Only that initial howl of anguish was the same, to be repeated rhythmically over the succeeding months. Barrie spent 2 days and nights alone with Michael's coffin, but that wasn't my way at all. Many people helped me through my grief, but it was Anno himself who salvaged me with that parting thought of his, to be and not to be, superpositional states as they're called in quantum physics, each defining the other and yet incomplete without the other. Within moments of hearing the news of his death, I knew Anna was only dead in the physical sense, though God knows that's the sense that matters most. But I made an absolute commitment to Anna there and then that I would make sure his poems would not go the way of Michael's, all but two of which mysteriously disappeared over time. There came the inevitable day when I couldn't get it together at all. For all my philosophy, I just kept breaking down in tears. So I went back to bed, climbed up the ladder to my loft, and Ned was there, which didn't altogether surprise me because he often came up to my loft when he had a nightmare or couldn't get to sleep. And I said, "Ned, what are you doing here?" And he turned over and it was Anno. And I said, "Anno." And he said, "Shh, you're taking it much too seriously."
An extract from The Lost Boys, ending Barbara Meyer's Pick of the Week. The producer was Tamsin Hughes.